everybody, to a brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh, here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, hello.
And we are back again for another episode on your post-July 4th weekend hangover, return to work, sadness. Here we are providing you with some baller content. And this is obviously during the No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine.
Yeah, and a quick thank you for all the subs and views that we have accumulated over the last couple of weeks. Man, y'all have really shown out for us.
Yeah, turned up, turned out. What, I don't know what the word is, but anyways, that's what's up. All right, the No Curse Minute is over. Let's get right into it. What do we have today? We have part two of Rio Costa. You talked about Rio Costa's new song.
Yeah, so their latest single, actually, it's an EP, but it's just a compilation of the last three singles that they've released. Put in addition to their newest song called Higher. But there's something I want to mention real quickly that's not sitting particularly well with me.
Oh, no. Here it is. Let me hear it. Let's hear it.
All right. So Rio Costa is going to be playing two shows. One of them is going to be at the Zebulon.
Okay, Zebulon.
I forgot what days. God damn it. I probably should have prepared. I think it's July 16th. One's July 16th, which I think is a Wednesday at the Zebulon in Los Angeles. And then you have another one that's happening.
Yeah, July 16th.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah.
The other, 8 p.m. So, at the Zebulon.
All right. So there's another show.
Hey, $20, $20.09, the price you'll pay. No surprise later. Look at that.
Yeah. The other show is Rio Costa is going to be playing at this place called Zay Zay Miami on July 18th, which is simultaneously the day that they're releasing their album. So on a technicality, Miami's actually getting the release show, even though LA is getting the release show on the 16th, I guess.
Well, LA just getting it early.
Maybe you're looking at it half full, but here's the thing. The thing that bothers me is that the day that this fucking album is releasing, they're deciding that they're going to play Miami, dude. We don't play second fiddle to nobody, man.
I mean, listen, you're right, but hold on now. What if we are just getting it first? What if we're getting it this is a pre-release show where they're going to play the whole goddamn album on July the 16th, 2 days before those shitbags in Miami get it, all right? Those shitbags in Miami are getting it the day of when the normies get it. The real fucking people of LA are getting it 2 whole days before. They're like, man, we're giving it to LA 2 days before, and then we're going to get on a plane and fly our asses to Miami 2 days later and give them the leftovers. They're going to give us the nut of the pre-release show.
Perhaps I've been looking at this all wrong. Maybe they're getting the sloppy seconds.
All right, now hold on. I think you need to go to the show to confirm or find out for sure that they're actually going. Oh, you are going.
Okay. I already bought the ticket.
Good. Yeah. Okay, well you will be able to confirm if we're getting the full show or if they're just doing some bullshit until they do the release show on the 18th, because if that's the case, then your anger will be warranted.
Okay, but still, nonetheless, the thing that bothers me, like I said, is that the release show, I mean, they're both release shows technically, but the album is releasing on the 18th and Miami's getting the release show in it's simultaneously as the album comes out.
All right, so the Zebulon.
Yes.
All right. Let's see what they're doing on the 18th. The 18th, they have Sacrifice, Japan, Command, and Death Rites. I don't know who the fuck these assholes are. Yeah. However, the tickets are $40. So they must be somebody bigger than
they're on a Wednesday, so they don't think that. That's my point, though. They think they're gonna do better in
That's the Zebulon's fault then for not fucking booking them on the Friday 18th for the release day show. Right? Wouldn't that be their fault? Like, fuck you, the Zebulon, you bastards. You're depriving us of the actual day of release show.
Perhaps their music plays better in Miami. Maybe people are going to be more receptive to their music. But here's the thing. The project is based fucking here. It's based here. They've done everything here. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it is the Zebulon's fault for not having faith in Rio Costa, for not putting them up on the 18.
They're also with some asshole named Jenny O. Who the fuck's Jenny O?
I don't know.
So they're also playing a double show. What's a Jenny O? I don't know.
I don't know. Now I gotta look.
Jenny O, the turkey. Are they going to be playing with Thanksgiving dinner? Because honestly, that's a great fucking move. I would show up for $20.09 and you get a fucking Thanksgiving dinner with that. Dude, holy shit.
Yeah.
Rio Costa really fucking doing the work for the people.
It's going to be a girl playing turkey pastrami on rye. Man, she plays a mean pastrami.
Be blowing into it.
Yeah.
Or maybe just eating it. Oh, what if it's ASMR? It's ASMR of her eating turkey.
Yeah, maybe.
Man.
Wait, is this... I've seen this artist before.
Jenny O?
Yes, like I've listened to her before, but... I don't have anything really particularly to say about her, but I've seen her before, but not really... she's been around for a minute. Just looking at her discography. Yeah, she's been around for a minute.
Man, the Zebulon putting a lot of free shows.
Yeah, try to get as many people through the door, man. Like,
that's,
you know,
that's what it looks like.
You know, the real days are when, you know, Friday. Pretty much all the weekend days are like where the heavy hitters are.
Yeah,
and then the weekdays, it's like,
man. But look at this on a Friday, 25 July. Well, first of all, Zebulon, why the fuck do you put the number day before? That's not how we do it in America, okay? We say July 25th, you fucking bastards. Get it right, okay? Anyways, but on July 25th, they have Swan Dive, Wayward, and the Meerkats. Free show, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
That's a Friday.
But it's also at 7 p.m., which, like...
So is that fucking show here on the 18th. It's at 7 p.m.
Doors are probably at 7. $40. And then the music probably is at 8.
Okay, whatever. Irrelevant. Okay, this show on July 16th.
8 p.m. though. 8 p.m. Yeah, that's a better chance for more people to come through the door.
But fuck, it's Wednesday though, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's sad. Right in the butt crack of the week, dude.
That is. And do it at 7 p.m. so then people get off at 5. They say, fuck it, we're going to go straight there. Because then at 8 p.m., that show's going to be what? Fucking an hour, 90 minutes? So you're not going to get done till 9:30.
It's probably maybe 3 hours because... First band
3 hours?
Yeah. It's going to be...
Well, they're only advertising Rio Costa and Jenny O, so that's probably it.
It's going to probably go to 11 because...
Okay, but that's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers got... Slave wage cucks have to go to work the next day. Oh,
that's right. Yeah, you got a point there.
So, like, that's the... You started at 7, get them out by 10, they get home by 11. Oh, shit. Now everybody's happy. They still get their 6 hours or 7 hours of sleep or whatever. I don't know.
I'm not going to say deal. I like that place.
The Zebulon? I've never been there.
It's cool. It's got like leveled seating. It's like a pyramid.
Oh.
And it's aligned.
I like pyramids.
Yeah, it's like a pyramid of seating.
Man, they got a sweet ass fucking menu of food, though. I'll tell you that.
But yeah, I like that place. The only thing that I don't like about it is as one of the many caveats of living in Los Angeles is traveling to Los Angeles is finding parking, and this place is like, it's not particularly good for parking, so it's kind of a bitch. So even things like that are a turn off to people for them to go to shows. Parking.
Yeah, true.
But anyways, we've gone on a full fucking tangent about Rio Costa possibly sandbagging Los Angeles by picking Miami for the,
or maybe the Zebulon sandbagging Rio Costa. Who knows?
Maybe it's the glass half full. Maybe we're getting shit early. But like I said, the fact that they're playing on Wednesday is a little disrespectful.
I feel like that is disrespectful. That's the Zebulon's fault, though.
That is the Zebulon's fault.
So anyway,
we're probably not gonna be welcome there anymore.
Whatever. What are they going to know who we are and not sell you tickets or not sell us tickets?
Yeah, that's true. It's like, man, fuck those guys. Yeah. But we're also not going to take away the buy button away from them because also, we need the money.
We have
a lot of free money. Yeah. We have a lot of free shows, goddamn.
We need that $40 from those two assholes when they come here to see Rio Costa. Okay. Yeah. Anyways. All right. So what's the song we're going to be listening to
today?
Yeah.
All right. So the track is called Higher.
Higher.
Yes.
Oh, man. I feel like a Creed reference is coming right
here.
Can you take me higher?
I'm 6 feet. Wait, what is it? 6 feet from the edge?
6 feet from the edge.
And I'm thinking
maybe six feet. Ain't so far down. You know, Scott Stapp, I hear he's a real asshole, but you know what? I'd love to talk to him. Hit us up, Scott Stapp. Maybe he's one of our secret listeners.
You know what's great is that man has such an ego about himself.
He does.
And he plays in like a really shitty band.
Hey, man. Old school Creed was good, okay?
That kind of delusional nature is so awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. I hope I get
that's
to
how
that.
We are. I think that's us.
I hope we overestimate our own ability like Scott Stapp does.
I think we already do, and I think that he and us would get along so well. Yeah. I feel like. But anyways, all right. So it's higher.
Not after what we said, but
no, definitely not. Yeah, not now, but maybe before.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Okay, so fire up your LimeWires, your.
Frost wire,
your tap wire, I don't know, whatever your whatever the hell you've got. Activate your VPNs though before you do that. All right, but let's search Rio Costa higher. Here we go. 11. All right, that was Higher by Rio Costa. Man, another great song. I really am looking forward to this album coming out in what, just like 10 days, 10, 12 days, something like that. Yeah, 18th is 10 days. Or 12 days, I mean, sorry.
Yeah,
man, that's gonna be a great fucking album. I can't wait to do the album review of that.
I feel like I'm not too concerned. Not that lyrical depth is like a big thing for scores for me. Like if the majority of what makes the song great is in the melody and the instruments themselves, that's cool with me, man. But I know, like, for the four songs that we've heard from Rio Costa, well, even like within the lore or the band bio, they say that their music is, I hate to say it, but it's like kind of some hippy dippy shit where they talk about how they've met before, or like, well, rather they're both musicians.
Yeah.
And when they met, they felt like they've met before in past lives, and something that they talked about within their own songs, like Ancients, and Ancients was like a track where they're talking about like, oh, living past lives and, you know, whatever. But I'm not too concerned about lyrical depth for this band, because this, I hate to resort to Gen Z phrases, but this music is very much on a vibe, me judging on vibes, because this album is a very vibe band.
This has top riz, okay? That's if we're gonna use the modern lexicon, top riz vibe.
This shit has aura to a fucking T.
Yes, man. That's all it is. It's aura. And that's all it needs. These guys don't need fucking, like you said, lyrical depth. They don't need none of that shit. And I'm sure that there's gonna be some ridiculous shit that comes out of my brain in terms of interpreting these songs and what it inspires in my own mind.
Yeah.
Which, therefore, lyrical depth doesn't mean anything, because it doesn't matter what you take out of it or what they meant by it. It matters what we take out of it.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, for this song, man, I'm thinking like a Cheech and Chong movie, like ripping some bongs and just smoking some weed and just getting blazed up.
Yep. And then like I had said, like, man, we just do Scooby-Doo. Yeah. We just solve mysteries and get high as fuck. And then we get the money from solving the mysteries. And then we fucking get all the Scooby snacks. All right. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And so, for us, Scooby snacks is sushi. I think that's the goal.
Also, unrelated, but I guess I'll just ask it now. Ask it now. And it's has nothing to do with music. I've been trying to look for those fucking sausages from Johnsonville at Sam's Club. Uh-huh. They don't fucking have them.
No.
Like, pretty much since the last time we had it, which was, I think, was WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was.
I haven't had those fucking sausages in my mouth. Like,
those Johnsonville sausages, man.
I've been looking for just the plain ones, the 3-inch girthy.
Yeah, the good ones.
Yeah. They don't have them, dude. I've been looking all over the... Anyways, that's besides the point. But have you seen them at Sam's Club?
I'll be honest. I haven't looked for them.
Okay.
Now, I do think they have them, though. Johnsonville sauce. Here we go. Welcome to Johnsonville. No, this is not the ones. Wait a minute. Johnsonville.
It comes in like a styrofoam tray.
Yeah. It's like but they're plain. Yeah. That I'm pretty sure they have them at Sam's. Johnsonville. They were bratwurst, I believe.
Also, this is not an advertisement. I'm asking because... Since it was July 4th over the weekend, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, look, here we go. Oh, shipping not available. Pickup not available. Oh, shit. Delivery not available. All right. Well, I don't know what they're... Let's just see what... Fuck, man. Where can we get these? Now I want some. Wait.
Those are the ones I want. These ones. You had like a pack. This it was one. Like a
yeah, it was like this. Wrap, yeah, it was like this. Wait, it says pickup and delivery. Shipping not available. Pickup as soon... It says right here. Yeah, they have them. They have these at Sam's Club.
I haven't found them.
All right, well, according to the internet and SamsClub.com, they have them.
All right, well, maybe we'll fucking fire up a few of those.
You know what? I'm going to go there next week.
Rio Costa, have ourselves a little
shit. You know what?
Cookout with some.
Dude, that's, hold on a minute. Wait a minute. You may be onto something. What if we fucking go outside and we just play it on the fucking, the Bluetooth speaker and we just grill brats
smoke meat
while we're doing it and then eat while we're, oh man, that might be a fucking great idea. Yeah. All right. Okay. We're going to have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some of these. You guys will be jealous. You know what? No, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to listen to our album review, that's going to come out the weekend of the 18th, then you should get yourself some fucking Johnsonville original bratwurst from Sam's Club. And again, this is not an advertisement, but that's what we're going to eat. And you should fucking get, we're going to get the 18 count, the club pack, 18 count.
Nine dogs.
That's nine apiece. Yeah. All right. And we're eating every single fucking one of those glizzies. They're going right down our gullets.
Nine dogs and nine innings, dude.
Oh, we can do it. Shit, man, nine dogs in like what, 13 songs? Yeah, how many songs are on that?
We're the fucking best pole smokers in the game, dude.
You can't touch our glizzy gobbling abilities. All right. Anyways, yeah,
another amazing track from Rio Costa.
Looking forward to the next to the album. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else?
Stay tuned for that. Yeah. I mean, when the album review comes out, which will probably sometime a little after the album release, but yeah, just be on the lookout for it, and that's the wrap for the episode.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.